Welcome to the Search Storage UK podcast on SAN and virtual environments. My name is Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Mike Laverick, author, blogger and podcaster. The first question today, Mike, is in what cases is it best to use SAN with a virtual machine environment?
Well, I think before we begin, we should clarify what we really mean by a SAN. For a lot of people, the SAN has become synonymous with fiber channel networking. But nowadays, we live in a world of multiple protocol arrays. So a single array might support fiber channel, iSCSI, and NFS. And all of those are SANs of some description. It's storage outside of the server rather than being directly attached to the server. But if we focus on the fiber channel kind of side of things, I think fiber channel SANs are still being regarded as offering the lowest latency between the actual host and the storage itself, and also offering some of the highest security that is available as well. Fiber channel networks don't sit directly on your Ethernet network, so they're harder to tap into. And of course, if it's fiber channel, it's photons. And historically, trying to tap into a fiber channel network just to lift data directly from it is quite difficult. But speaking more specifically about virtual machines, there's two main reasons. Fiber channel SANs and iSCSI SANs are able to present block level storage right up to the guest operating system or to the virtual machine. In the world of VMware, this is referred to as a raw device mapping or RDM. And the other vendors who supply virtualization technologies will support features similar to this. So, I mean, there are many reasons why you might want to forego the use of virtual disks and use RDMs, but the main reason is to offer native storage functionality directly into the guest operating system, which is sometimes required for advanced features like clustering inside a virtual machine. And I guess the other side of that is that you may want to use your vendor's, virtualization vendor's, own file system. So in the case of VMware, for instance, they have their own VMFS file system, which they claim is being designed specifically for the workloads that are generated inside the virtual disks of virtual machines.
Thanks, Mike. The next question is, which storage management features should you activate in vSphere and which from the SAN array? Over to you again.
Well, there's two or three different areas where advanced management features can be enabled. At the vSphere side, there's something called VAI, V-A-A-I, and that's enabled by default on all ESX4i and 5i hosts, and it enables a whole series of performance enhancements. The real concern really is, does your firmware on the array actually support VAI? So if you've got an older array that hasn't had recent firmware updates, you might be looking at a firmware update on the array to make VAI available. And then the opposite side of the fence, we've got something called VASA, V-S-A, which is usually a piece of software or a virtual appliance provided by the storage vendor, which enables some of the advanced features that have been introduced with vSphere 5. Specifically, these advanced features allow you, from the virtual center environment, to see the type of storage you've actually got. Is it replicated or is it not replicated? What RAID level does it have? That kind of thing. But it also enables a feature called storage profiles within vSphere 5, which allows you to categorize your LUNs by those particular attributes. And so when somebody's going through the process of creating a virtual machine for the first time, you can sort of display the storage by different formats, perhaps separating the storage which is replicated from that which is not, or the storage that has high levels of data protection like RAID 10 with very good I/O properties such as SAS drives, separate from storage which may have a lower kind of performance level like SATA, for example, with a different level of RAID. And then the kind of last area of storage management I would recommend is have a look at your storage vendor's management plugins. Both NetApp, EMC, and Dell have provided plugins to Virtual Center that makes it incredibly easy for the virtual machine administrator to create new LUNs, clone virtual machines, snapshot virtual machines, and revert them back to their previous state. It's often the case that virtual machine administrators make a lot of high demands from the storage team, and it's a good idea to try and offload some of the day-to-day requests onto the virtual machine administrator if you can, which frees up the storage admins to do things that have a higher value rather than just provisioning storage all day.
Thanks, Mike, and that's the end of the podcast.